Hello again, this is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I hope you all are doing well and doing some really productive things to make a difference for the healthcare providers that you call on and the patients that they serve. So let's talk about when you're going in to make a sales call. And specifically, let's start with when you're sitting in the parking lot. You're sitting in your car trying to psych yourself up for going in and having an awesome sales call. Well, let me ask you this question. What is going through your mind? Well, I'm willing to bet that you are thinking about the outcome of the sales call, and you're either expecting a good outcome or a not so good outcome, or chances are realistically, you don't know. You don't know what to expect. So let's talk about that a little bit. A lot of sales reps that I talk to, their worst anticipation of the sales call is heading up to that receptionist window. You know, when you got to walk up there and face Molly or Cindy or John or whoever is at that window, because that is usually the toughest person you're going to deal with and probably the least nice. Now, not all the time. Cindy, if you're listening, you're a nice person. The receptionist's job, besides answering the phone, signing in patients, is to do what? It's to keep salespeople away from the doctor or away from the customer, whoever it is. So the receptionist is usually one of the toughest people you're going to be facing, and you usually expect a cold reception. In fact, a lot of reps walk in with a full expectation, whether they will admit it or not, of never even getting to see the customer because the receptionist is going to block them. And a lot of them, believe it or not, are fine with that. They figure, well, I'm doing my job. I'm going into the office. If they let me in, great. If not, I tried. It's not my fault. Well, it kind of is. If you're not getting in to see the customer, and I'm going to use the term doctor because a lot of you call on doctors, but it doesn't matter who the customer is. If you're not getting in to see the customer, there's two things going on. One thing, obviously, is what you're thinking, the thought process going on in your mind. I'm trying to remember who said it, but believe you can or believe you can't, either way, you're right. Might have been Henry Ford, might have been some other famous inventor or philosopher, but the message is more important than who said it. If you believe you can, you will. If you believe you can't, you won't. It's that simple. So the sales call has to start off with a really positive mental attitude. When you walk into that office, number one, when you're in front of the receptionist's window, you have to have the expectation, which will be transformed into your attitude, that you expect to get in to see the customer. Because you do. Realistically, if you don't expect to get in to see the customer, why the heck are you walking into the office to start with? So that's number one. Or the second reason that people don't get in to see the customer, or the doctor in this case, is because they haven't prepared a formidable value proposition and a way to convey that value proposition to the doctor. That's why it's not happening. Here's the common approach that a lot of sales reps take. They walk in kind of timid going, my name's Bob, how are you? XYZ Medical. Dr. Smithin, I have a new D2000 widget. I'd really like to show him if he has time. I know he's a very busy man. And if he doesn't have time, I could certainly leave a brochure and my business card and the phone number. And, you know, I could always come back, you know, sometime when he's more open to seeing sales reps or, you know, or whatever. I hope I'm not upsetting you. But it's sort of that approach. Here's really the type of approach you should have. You should have the fullest expectation that you are there to help the doctor. You're there to help the doctor's patients. And you are there to help the receptionist, whoever he or she is, to look good by conveying your message to the doctor. Now, when I say message, the message really is that you're there and perhaps a quick snippet of what it is you want to talk about. What is the value that you're bringing to the practice? That's the message that you want to convey to the receptionist. In other words, you're not here to show them anything. You're here to help them to achieve a typical goal that they have in their practice. For example, hi, Cindy. I'm stopping by here today because Dr. Cohen, who's across the hallway, he was telling me about a conversation he had with your boss, Dr. Smith. They were talking about the inefficiencies with using the office x-ray machine. I've helped Dr. Cohen to save about 30% off of his x-ray costs, and he really wants me to come over here and save that money for Dr. Smith. And, of course, I'm sure you'd like to save that money in the practice as well, because that could certainly go to a better place, couldn't it, Cindy? Tell him that taking a few minutes to spend time with me could save him a lot of money. Did you notice the difference there? Coming in as a helpful person, not as someone who's there to sell something. I'm here to help you do something that you want to do anyway. Hey, look, if I could help somebody to save money, do you think they'd like to find out how I could help them to do it? Realistically, who doesn't want to save money? I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a gazillionaire. It's human nature to want to spend less if spending less is possible. And the other thing, walking in there, I expect to see the doctor. I have something good. In fact, if he doesn't see me, he's just a fool, because I'm going to help him. I'm going to help his patients. I'm going to help the practice. He's going to go home a happier person. He's going to be nicer to his wife and kids. He's not going to kick the dog. He's not going to have an accident on the way home because he's angry about what the economics of medicine is doing to his entire psyche. I expect that he's going to talk to me, and I really do. Just like I expect people who are listening to this podcast, if you're really having a challenge in your territory, I expect you to call me because I could help you out. I could coach you. I could just answer your question, or perhaps I could help put together a training program for you and your sales organization. I fully expect you to do that if you're having a problem. And if I knew who you were, I'd come and talk to you, and I would expect you to say, Mace, let's do this because I'm leaving a lot of money on the table. That's not a sales pitch to you, folks. What it is an attitude that I'm trying to convey. So here's the takeaway message. The next time you're sitting in the parking lot before going into the doctor's office or the clinic or anywhere else, I want you to do an attitude check. Number one, what are your expectations? Do you expect to get the sale or not? If the answer is no, then ask yourself why. The reason is probably going to be because you don't have a compelling value proposition to present to the customer. When you work that out, and by the way, take some time to work it out. I don't care if you have to spend 30 minutes sitting in the car before you go in there or not, but work it out, and then you're going to just find a whole new level of confidence in the sales call. I hope this has been helpful to you. If there's anything I can help you with, send me an email, mace@medicalsalestraining.com. I will do my best to get it on the air on this podcast. And don't forget that as you go through your medical sales career, whatever you do, the patient always comes first. Go out there and sell something and make a difference. I'll talk to you soon.